Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "Whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 sins, and elevates his rank by 10 times." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers on my channel, welcome back to our series Misunderstandings. We were discussing a scenario, and in that scenario we discussed that a son, for example, he grows up and he's saying, this is my time to enjoy my life. My dad doesn't want me to enjoy my life. And he wants to spend his money, but he doesn't have any money. So he asks his dad and his dad says, no. And because dad says that, now he goes and he does odd jobs and whatnot. And then when he does that, the dad tells him to focus on his studies. And now he's saying, I can't, buy anything, and you're not letting me work either. So what do you want me to do? And we were discussing this, and we discussed the aspect of patience, that it is very important that we are taught patience from a very young age, so that the child is not spoiled later on. But inshallah, what I want to discuss today with our guest Abdul Hanan bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you, Abdul Hanan
bhai? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
So we were discussing this scenario, and what I wanted you to...
I thought we finished in the last episode. It looks like we're carrying on with it. No problem.
So because, sometimes we only focus on one side and we haven't looked at the other side. And, a viewer of Madhi Channel, we have all sorts of viewers all over the world, mashallah, English speaking, in USA, in Africa, and in Europe as well. So all sorts of people will be watching, and they might think, oh, he hasn't covered this scenario. Mm. Oh, he's only looked at the dad side, and he hasn't looked at the son or the son. Dad, so he's only looked at the dad side and he hasn't looked at the son side. So in this, for example, we covered the spoiling bit. But sometimes, parents, they keep saying no to everything. And perhaps sometimes it's just a habit. Sometimes maybe, yes, they are right. But because of its, abundance, there's so much no's that the child is unable to bear it. Mm. And my dear viewers of Manitana, we live in a time where, we have become very intolerant. We are very fast-paced and we want everything very quickly. And again, because of that, we take a no as something which has offended us a lot. But for example, if a father keeps saying no or a mother keeps saying no, why do they keep saying no? And if they do keep saying no, should they keep saying no? And how should the child take that on? So let's look at the father's side. What's the father's thinking?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you were saying, putting the scenario forward, what was coming to my mind was how to say no. the problem is the father probably or the mother doesn't know how to say no.
How to say no?
Sometimes if you directly say no to somebody, it will be hitting them hard.
No is spelled in two letters. It's N and
N. But there's a ways of saying no.
Okay.
Right? If I wanted to say no to you, but I said, look, let me think about it. I will let you know.
Hmm.
Right? So your answer is still going to be no.
Hmm.
Right? But you've given them a time period.
Hmm.
You've given them a time for them to maybe change their mind or for you to overthink it.
Hmm.
Or even after that, you decided to say no. But if you gave them a time, said, son, let me have a look at this, inshallah. I'll let you know.
Hmm.
And then tomorrow you come, son, it's not going to be possible. So, inshallah, next time.
Okay, I know a person who complained about this.
Okay.
He's a son. So, he complained about it and he said that whenever I ask my dad for anything, he says, I'll think about it.
Probably my kids will say something like this, because that's how I will say deal with them. I'll think about it. And they say, what do you mean to think about it?
And you know what's strange is that, you know, there's a couple of things here. One is that he hasn't told his father that.
Mm.
That look, you know, whenever I come to you, you always say, okay, later, 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 later. And that later never really comes.
Mm.
And when it does come, I already know you're going to say no. Yeah. So
this child is one step ahead already. we know how to deal with some children like this as well. And actually, they are at fault in the sense the parents, you know, if they keep on saying this, you can say the parents should not say this. Not saying that they are at fault, but they should not always say, I will tell you later not to do it.
Hmm.
Then that actually, if they continue doing this habit, it won't have a good effect on the child. So when they said, I will tell you later, it means that they will tell you later. Then find a time to tell them as well. Don't just leave it at the sense that I'll tell you later and the son asks again.
Hmm.
So before the child asks again or the daughter asks again, you should give them the answer. So for example, you said, I'll tell you later. So later now is given after 2 hours, maybe tell them, don't leave it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Right? So what happens is the child will ask tomorrow.
Hmm.
Again, and then you will say, oh, later. I'll tell you later. this should not be the case. Well, instead, if the child is asked today, later means like, for example, he's asked now, 2 hours later, just tell him, is it possible or not? And see, I'm not saying that you say no to everything. Mm. This should not be the concept as well, you know, in the minds that there is no to everything. There are things which you can say yes.
But what if the father says, you know, the mother says, that the demands are always such that we have to say no to everything.
Ah, this is something a child needs to think, is my demands too high?
Mm.
Right? This is why no has been said to me.
So if
every time the father is saying no, then the child needs to also think, why is my father or my mother saying no to me all the time?
Mm.
Are my demands that high?
Mm.
Look at your parents. Look at how they're living. Look at what their lifestyle is. Your father is not earning that much what you are demanding from him.
Mm.
Right? Obviously, he's going to say no. He doesn't have the money.
Mm.
Right? Your mother doesn't have the money. So where are they going to afford it? So look, be open-minded.
Mm.
So when children say, though my father always says no, he needs to think, why? Right?
Mm.
Not in a positive way, think why.
Mm.
Is it because of this reason?
Mm.
The sad thing is, Mahatbhai, we only tend to look at one aspect of things.
Mm.
Right, my father always said no. We are looking at this, not looking into the reason why.
The father, should the father tell the children why? Son, I can't afford it.
See, sometimes it's not always necessary. A child, if he's asking for big money, right, he's grown up, he should understand that my father is able to afford it or not, or mother is able to afford it or not. He or she should be able to understand this.
But why, you know, sometimes the thing is that they don't understand. Sometimes they don't understand. They need an explanation. And the father, he expects them to understand.
Ji.
And because that's a misunderstanding.
That's, again, it's a big misunderstanding. Because when your father thinks my son should understand and the son thinks my father should understand, they're both in the wrong at times. Because they it's a misunderstanding. Because they're both believing that they're understanding. It could be the child hasn't totally understood.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you can joke with someone, the person doesn't understand your joke, especially if you're doing like a sarcastic joke, right? No, not everyone understands sarcasm, right? You're like, you know, like how people do today. I remember once there was a brother who was making a sarcastic joke to someone, and the brother on the other side, he really took it seriously. He was saying, yes. We were surprised that he's taken it seriously. Mm. We all understood, but he didn't understand. And he was amongst us.
Mm.
Right? So some people naturally are like that. They don't understand things as quick as others.
Yeah.
So as parents or as children, we both need to understand this.
Mm.
And rather than having this misunderstanding, think that maybe my father didn't understand, my mother didn't understand, or they heard something else.
Mm.
They heard something wrong. You know, the problem is, right, Mahatbhai, sometimes you name your children in such a way that their names are rhyming.
Mm.
So if the mother or the father is down the stairs calling the son, right, the names are so near each other, right, it's like he's going to be thinking, no, he's called him.
Mm.
He's going to be hearing this, he's going to be hearing this. And the mother or the father, whoever is shouting out to the children, thinking none of them are coming down. And they're all thinking, right?
It's the other one.
It's the other one because the names are so rhyming.
Mm.
Right? Adil and Nabil. Right?
Mahad
and Fahad. It's a rhyming sort of, and the way you say it, Hassan or Hussain. Right? So, you know, these names when you call Hassan, Hussain, right? It's like the person listening to it thinks, oh, no, it's Hassan. And Hussain is thinking, no, it's Hassan. And Hassan is thinking, it's Hussain. Right? So, these are things of misunderstandings which are causing. So, always look at the bigger picture. Right? Maybe my father didn't understand. You know, as children, we jump into conclusions so quick. My father doesn't understand. Well, we say he doesn't understand me, but at the same time, we don't explain him. And a father says the child doesn't understand me, at the same time, he doesn't explain him either. So, you know, having an explanation here is needed. Right?
And how should that explanation take place? Now, the father, he understands that, look, perhaps my child doesn't understand this, and I need to explain to him. How does he go about doing this?
It depends what the thing is explaining him about.
Like for example, scenario.
Like in that scenario there, that the son wants, he wants something and he doesn't get the money, the father is not giving him the money. And then he goes, let's take that part of the scenario because you got it in two halves now. The second is where the son goes out and earns. So let's take the first part. So the first part is the son asks something, the father says it doesn't provide him. Right. So the father needs to probably explain to the child, but you know, son, things are hard. Maybe showing him his bank balance. No, putting it in front of me. Look, this is what I've got in my account. You know, it's the way you put it. Look, you know, or even indirectly sometimes, you know, you can do this. You just say to, like, for example, in front of your child sitting there, you're speaking to the child's mother, right? You're saying to her that, look, I'm in overdraft at the moment. That child is sitting there, he will pick that up. That should be enough for him.
You know what the problem is, Abdul Hanan Bhai, unfortunately, the child is not sitting there. he's just not sitting there. He's in his room, he's playing his games. When he's outside, he comes home late, and everyone's sleeping at that time.
You know what, there was one family who made a family group. And the family group is not brothers and sisters, mom and dad, or you know, people from outside, or everyone who's married. This is one household where the children are small, and they all got their own devices. The parents have their own device, so they made a family group.
Okay.
And the family group, in that, you can say that there are certain things which go into it. Son, food is ready. Come downstairs and eat. Right? Oh, you guys need to you need to iron your clothes for school tomorrow. Like messages are put in. So, you know, this is the level of communication which has gone to that in one house, instead of telling them directly, it's been told on the message of a phone. And this is really scary.
Okay, we'll come back to this point. You know, how to, because I know this will be a question in the viewer's mind. I'm trying to, you know, get the questions from their side, you know, to you. But okay, fine. Let's say the child is sitting there, for example.
This should be enough for the child to pick up, right? If, for an example, you think he still doesn't pick it up, then there's an explanation way of doing it, right? Look, you know, just making the child aware every now and then, like my children, basically,
they're going to be happy to hear.
They know my situation of what is in my account and what is not. Not that my account statement comes in and put it in front of them. No, it's like this. Time to time, they become aware of it. Or time to time, I remind them, you know, that, you know, just to, so that they know that, alhamdulillah, my children have grown up, and a lot of them, alhamdulillah, I find that they very rarely ask me for money. Very rarely ask me for money. And alhamdulillah, it's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's given me such children that understand this. And you know, even like I know, maybe I would ask my father a lot more when I was young. And these children living in, you keep on repeating this saying, oh, times have changed, or these times have come. But still, I think it's the upbringing. It's how you bring them up, how you educate them, how the mindset, and your connection of muhabbah. Your feeling of making them feel that I am there for you. Even if you say no to them, they don't feel offended by that no. They know that you are there for them, right? They know you will do things for them. They know you will do things out of the way. And, you know, sometimes we make them realize in the wrong way. Is that, oh, you know, I did this for you, I did this. And the children do this nowadays as well. It's not the parents only. Children, you get them saying, oh, didn't I do this for you? You know, this much years I did this for you and paid this and done that and brought you up in this. Today you're acting like, you know, when people will say in this way, I think the other side doesn't like it when it's been said.
It's hurtful.
So instead of making them realize this, keep on telling them of your situation. Keep on make them aware. It's like it's a household, isn't it? What is a household? Household is that we should all know about each other's ways, each other's what each other is going through. Our lives should not be separated. We live in the same house. Father, mother, child, daughter. We're all living in the same house, right? The son is there, daughter is there, brothers are there. So we should have understandings of each other. We should have feelings for each other. Right? And if you don't have that feeling, then it's something, it's a worry stage. If you don't have feelings for your parents, or the parents don't have feeling for their children, or you don't have safe feelings for your siblings, the love, this muhabbat, the care, the concern is not there. This is a worrying stage. And those, I will say to the viewers of Manichala, if you don't have this feeling, it's very scary. Right? The brother who doesn't have feelings for his sister, that anything happens to her, he doesn't care. Or a brother doesn't have any feelings for his brother. That my brother's gone out and, you know, when he's going to come back, or what, is it too late, or is he supposed to be home? Or parents are not thinking like this of their children, or the children are not thinking of their parents. Where's my dad gone? He's not home yet, or my mom is not home yet. This should be a naturally there in our hearts. We should have this feeling that, you know, where it is concern for each other. And if you don't, then build this. Build this.
How do you build it? How do you?
You put the question straightforward back on the table. Huh? How do you do this?
What solution?
SubhanAllah. This is a number. See, everyone's life is different. Everyone's situation is different. Some people it might be a bit more tougher. Some people it may be a bit easier. I tell you, the key to everything is love, muhabbat. You want to build anything, do it through love. You know, our Shaykh Amil Sunnat Adamat Barakatum Al Aliyah, he says that when you stroke a cat, what does the cat do?
Goes around
you, becomes your lover. It starts to connect to you. And if this is a state of an animal who doesn't have the same instinct, the same thinking, the same intellect, if an animal can react like this, then if you do that with a human, think about how his reaction
will be. You know, I was in a different country. And we just stopped at the shop to buy something, and the person who was with me, they went inside, I was standing outside, and there was a cat. And so I went near the cat, and I just, you know, stroked it with my leg for like a second or two. And then I walked, you know, to the other side, and I was talking on the phone, and the cat followed me. And it started, you know, sitting around my leg, and it went between my legs. It sat between my legs. And, you know, I was standing there, and I was like, you know, you feel safe, okay, mashallah. And then I walked off a bit, you know, again, and then it followed me back again. So, you know, you mentioned that they do, even animals, they feel. What, let alone a human?
A human's hearts are different, huh? The hearts of a human being should be the most caring, the most concerned, the most feeling. Okay, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We are ashraful makhlukat. We are the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And if we are the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we need to behave as the best of creation. And what is within, should be within our behavior is this connection of love, is this connection of caring, is this connection of feeling for others, is this connection. And who has the most rights of this feeling? The parents, the children, the family, the brothers, sisters. These are the people. This is the blood relationship. This is where our feeling should be at the most peak, the most high. Right? And if you don't, then I tell you, it's a worrying stage. Right? If today we don't have these feelings for our parents as children, or the parents don't have this feeling for their children, right? I think it's a worrying stage. It could be that we, you know, if person is left without this, is left, there's nothing in life.
You know, we mentioned, you know, the best of creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah. A prime example for all of us. How, you know, when Sayyidatina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and I think we mentioned this, when she would come into the room, the Prophet ﷺ would stand up. He's Rasulullah. There's no one greater than him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would make her sit where he was sitting.
SubhanAllah. You know, this
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
the uniqueness of the mercy to all worlds, there's no example like it. Right? And alhamdulillah, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was a scholar, he was one mentioning that, you know, just to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of carrying his grandchildren on his back, he said he would go down and he would allow them to to come on his back and carry them, and you know, and this was a scholar, not a normal person, an alim who is doing this. Why? Practicing the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Imam Hussein would go onto the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu would go onto the back of Rasulullah. This connectivity of love. You need to bring this into your life. You know, there's a story which I sometimes mention, and I could have been that I mentioned it before. There was a little clip I saw. It was very touching, and what it was, and the father comes out to go to work in the morning, and he sees that the daughter has scratched his car.
Okay,
right. So she scratched his car with a stone or something.
Okay.
So the father comes out and he's angry, and he tells his daughter, "Go back in and what you've done to my new car."
And how old is the daughter?
And the daughter is probably four or five, this sort of age. And you know, she scratched something on the car, and the father is mad and chucks her into the house and he goes. And then he's at work. Now, you know, when this something happens, this is a time which we need to calm ourselves down. So when, you know, glass breaks, at that time is the time to control.
Because patience is at the...
That is at its peak. Moment. It's easy controlling after it's broken, it's been brushed away, or you broke the glass. It's easy controlling yourself, becoming softer. But the actual moment it happens is hard. So this father flipped at the time and went. And anyway, as he got to work, he's parked his car up there, and he's trying to look at the car and he's trying to see. Now, obviously, he's driven to work. In that journey, he's calmed down. His heartbeat's gone down. And so he's got to work, he's parked his car up and he's looking. But what happens is, when he looks, he's shocked. The daughter has scratched with a stone, "Father, I love you." she's scratched on the car, "Father, I love you." Like being a child, she doesn't know that this is right, but she was expressing her feeling to her father. But the father realized that late. When he saw that, it put him into tears. Right? And you know, what can we say? Understand each other. Understand each other's emotions. Understand each other's love. Children have their own emotions. Parents have their own emotions. You know, sometimes for a child, his father's silent should be enough. A mother's silent should be enough. Or mother getting angry should be enough. Right? That should be a learning stage, rather than why she's always shouting at
me. No, I remember.
Why he's always shouting at me.
I don't know how this is like, you know, in other households. But when my mom would get upset with me, she'd say, "I'm not speaking to you. I'm not speaking to you." And that was, you know, that was like heartbreaking for me. Like, my mom not speaking to me. And I remember I would just sit and cry. That my mom's not speaking to me. And I would go, "Now, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry." And then she would say, okay, don't cry, it's okay. And I would say, "I won't do it again." And then I would do it again. And then this would happen. And she would forgive me again and again. But you know, my dear viewers on my new channel, scratches of the car can be painted over and removed and fixed. But sometimes scratches of the heart are very difficult to remove and correct. And you know, it's a very sensitive matter which we should really reflect upon. Because once you've said something, you can't take it back. Many people won't regret being silent, but many people will regret speaking. And you know, again, we learn this from our environment of Dawat Islam. We learn this from our Nikamal Abdul Hanan Bhai, that in order to make the habit of staying silent, did you converse somewhat with gestures? But I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enable us to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Mujahid Nabiyya Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. We'll see you in our next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.